Paragraph number 20 and a half to 21, pages 68 through 72, paragraphs 150 to 158. This is sponsored by the Bible for Today, Baptist Bible Seminary, first year Greek class. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite. We're taking Beginner's Grammar of the Greek New Testament by Dr. William Hershey Davis. This, as I say, the teacher and professor, Dr. D.A. Waite, Director of Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Let's begin, shall we, a word of prayer. Dear Lord, help us as we take the Greek tonight. Help my voice and help these men as they study. Refresh their minds of that which they have learned, that they may give the proper answers. Thank you for thy word, for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Help us to love him and serve him. Keep us in good health and good spirits. Thank you for this FBI agent that's come to Christ this week. We pray for Bill and Steve that they may teach him the things he ought to know, that he may grow in grace, and that he may be a strong believer in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay.
All right, we have tonight the 20 and a half, which would be the last part of chapter 20, lesson 20, which is exercises, and then all of 21. Is that right? So, all of 21.
Right.
Vocabulary, I go away is what? I go away. I go away. Aperkumai. I answer.
Aperkumai.
I wish.
Pulumai.
I become, or I be, to be.
Genomai.
I go through.
Yerkumai.
Alright. I am able, or I can.
Dunamai.
Alright. I enter.
Ace Erkumai, alright.
I go out.
Ex Erkumai,
alright. I go or come.
Erkumai.
I go or proceed.
Parelamai.
I go to or come to.
Pros
Erkumai. The master pronoun, that one, that.
Ekenos
and feminine.
Ekene and neuter.
Ekeno. All right. The master pronoun this or this one.
Hutas.
Haute.
Tuta.
All right. Dia is what in English?
Through or by.
If it's either genitive or
abdomen.
If it's in the accusative, it means what?
Pardon?
If it's in the accusative, it means what?
It is
because of or on account of.
Because of, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, near or by?
Pros.
Facing? By. Pros, okay, that's good. Okay, then we had hutos, which is this. Let's go down to masculine singular. Hutas, tuto, tutu, tuto, 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 tuton. In plural?
Hutoi,
tuto, tuto, tutois, 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 tutus. All right, the feminine?
Haute.
Don't forget the rough breathing. Haute.
Haute.
And taute, 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 taute. Plural? Hautai. 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 Tuton. Tuton. Tautai. 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 And then tautai. Tautas. And then the neuter. Tuton. 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 And then plural. Tuton. And then plural. Tautai. Tuton, tuton, tutois, 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 tauta. Alright? Any questions I can raise? Try to get your papers out and put your name and a date. We'll start. First of all, just write down the declension there of hutas, masculine, feminine, and neuter. The 14 times 3 forms would be 42, I guess. And then we'll take our vocabulary. You ready? Number 1. uh, this or this one. About the pronoun. Number two, I go away. Number three.
You want all the forms in it?
Just the endings, yeah. This one. Yeah, all the masculine feminine are the endings on, I see. Mm-hmm. Let's see, three, I become right. let's see here. Number three is the master pronoun that. Did I give you three already?
Mm-hmm. No, you said I become for three.
No, that's wrong. It's eight. That's eight. I misread it. Mm-hmm. So can you change that to three? Three should be that or that one. All right. Number four is I answer. Number five, I go to, I come to. Number six, I wish. Number seven, I go or proceed. Number eight, I become or I be, I am. Number nine, I go or come. Number ten, I go through. Number 11, I go out. Number 12, I am able or I can. Number 13, I enter. Number 14, through or by, or because of, or for the sake of. And 15, near or by, towards or to. Is that all? We have some more. That's 15 under there.
Do you want three forms? There are three different ones.
Yeah, three forms. Yeah. Okay. And for that, just give me the endings. That's good. Okay. There's a lot of things about Ruckman's theology, not just strange on the text, the scripture, and on the King James Version. He's got lots of doctrinal heresies. And of course, I don't even try to get his books because he's written so much and they're just scattered throughout. You know, he's just a cultist. He's a guy that's got a cult, and it's unfortunate. A lot of married and divorced pastors, they all flock around the Ruckman position because he gives them excuses for staying married and divorced and all without any question. Okay, let's look at our work for next week then, if we can. We have if you can hear me, I'll try to speak. I guess Manny has a little trouble there at the far end, but 22 and 23 is what we have. There's a lot of things to cover, but 22, presence of active active, we're going to take that up tonight. What is I sin? I sin.
Amartana.
We had the noun, did we not?
Yeah.
Hamartia.
Hamartia.
All right, I go up. Or come up or ascend is what?
Ana bino.
All right, if you remember that ana means up and bino is the step. We've had bino, haven't we? Step?
No.
Well, bino is the step, see? Oh. So step up. It means to go up. And the
it's
noun.
The third, right? That's the next time?
Yes, the next time is the third. We don't have any meeting next week, but the 3rd of January. The noun form of that bino is basis. You see, and you've perhaps heard of the Greek story and play, the anabasis, ana bino, to step up, the going up, the ascension. Katabasis would be to step down, the going down. See, so basis or basis and bino. All right. On, upon, along, up is what I put up here, add it. You better add that up too.
Yeah, I interrupt you.
Yeah.
That was Mrs. Dobbs. Lewis Carr wrote down for me.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I would add the up there, see.
Where would you add up to?
Right, on and up on, see. along. You see, if you don't have up, how are you going to get the sense that I go up?
Right.
See? It's ridiculous. I don't know why they don't put that in there. It's just so obvious that that's the meaning of an ah. But anyway, notice sometimes as the distributive sense, two by two is what? Right? That's just by two, along two, and by hundreds?
Anahekaton,
okay. So
and we hit ana once before.
Yeah. Yes, I think that is true.
So do we have more than one position?
Well, we did. Any of the vocabulary?
Yeah,
I thought we did. Yeah, because we discussed it at that point.
Oh,
remember?
I just happened to open up to it on page 46.
46?
Yeah, page 46.
46. I wonder why they would repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
Repetitio mater studiorum est, I guess. Repetitious learning. Yeah, I would certainly have the up. Yeah, that's a free word. All right, then, in order that, or that, conjunction? Probably a short I, probably hina. Probably hina, yeah. That's used quite a bit. And then down, or against?
Kata.
Sometimes through, according to that, it's also you've had?
I think so.
Do we have
kata? I think it might have been on the beginning or end of a word.
You see, you had katestio, to eat down. Katestio, estio is to eat, and kata, down. To eat down, instead of eat up. We say eat up, the Greek says eat down, your food, which is more logical, isn't it?
Yeah.
So kata. Down from with the ablative, with accusative down along. Through according to. So the different, whatever cases are there, it has a different meaning slightly. After is what? Or with?
Metta.
Now with the genitive, you got, it means with, but the accusative, it's after. After, metta tauta. After these things, after this. So metta. Metamorphosis. A change of morphe, a change of form. So metta also means change. Many times connotes that in compounds especially. Not. We've had one not, which is and uk. But here's another not, which is what?
May.
This is the not that's used with the subjunctive mood, you see. As the other is the indicative mood.
Oh, so this is just normally is used with
the subjunctive. Yes.
Okay.
Subjunctive, that's how we differentiate our knots. Tie and untie our knots, huh? Now means what? Now.
Noon.
All right, noon. High noon. Rejoice is what?
Chairo.
This word means, really means joy. Joy is part of it here, and also it means grace, kadis, the word kadis, you know, without the yoda. They're all up in one place in the lexicon there. It means joy or rejoicing or grace, something, grace gift, or sometimes a thanksgiving, thank you, that's all. How is what? Adverb, how?
Post.
Any question on the vocabulary then? All right, paragraph 160, they're just reminding us that every verb has three things, which are what? Every verb has three things.
Mood.
All right, yeah, they say mood. I like mood because it gives you what it means, see, mood. And a lot of grammars do use mood. All right, tense has to do with action of the verb, regarding the state of action. You remember we had the punctiliar point action, we had the linear durative action, aorist versus present and imperative, or imperfect rather. And the voice has to do with what?
The subject or the action.
Sorry, with the subject being acted upon or acting. And now mood has to do with what?
Is that the quality of the action?
What's the manner? How you affirm something. Are you doing it sure and positively, or are you doing it with doubt? The question. See, if it's positive, that's indicative mood. If it's questioned or hesitating, that's the subjunctive mood. That's what we're going to get into tonight, subjunctive mood. How it's made doesn't do with voice or things. Now, notice on top of 162, the indicative is the mood of definite assertion. Now, remember, positively, definitely, absolutely, undoubtingly affirmed, but has nothing to do with the actual facts, whether true or false. A liar can speak in the indicative mood and just be lying through his teeth. It has nothing to do with the truth or falsity of it. But the manner of affirmation is indicative when he's positive and definite, see. The statement of the facts, the indicative states the thing as true. You know, that's sort of like that A, epsilon iota, we had the if. It's sort of a first class condition. It more or less states the facts. If this be true, it must be true. It does not necessarily now affirm that the thing is true. Notice 163, however. Any question on 162? 163, the subjunctive mood is a mood of doubtful statement, hesitating affirmation, contingency. I'm not real sure about this. It's a possibility. See, that's the subjunctive. So in English, so in Spanish, so in French, so in Greek. And so for next time, learn the present subjunctive active of Leo. You notice the subjunctive merely lengthens all the ending vowels. That's all it does. Let's go through it. Leo, Lues. Lue, Lioman, Lue, Loc. They see that's very similar to the indicative. Indicative has Lio, Lues, but with the epsilon iota, Lue, and then Lioman for the omicron, and Luete, and Loc. This just makes them all long. Lio, Lues, Lue, Lioman, Luete, see. Everything's long, so it's easy to tell subjunctive. Now, normally just the present and the aorist have subjunctives. Occasionally you find some in the perfects. If you have your chart somewhere in the recesses of your archives, you'll see that perfect does have subjunctives occasionally, but not all perfects have subjunctive, but definitely in the present and aorist. Those are the two. Now, 166, the present of A-me. Let's say that together. O, A, O, men, A, T, O, C. The footnote is for the movable noon. That noon is the movable, sometimes with, sometimes without. But you see, there it is, just in pure, simple form. These are the endings.
The translation would be the same if the, but the, how the action is just the understanding that action is being
doubtful,
questionable. Yeah.
Usually you say,
does that mean I am?
Yeah, this, that I might be so and so. That's what I usually say. That I might be, that you might be, that he might be, that we might be, you might be, they might be, see. Oh, that you might be a little bit better, see. Or, I hope that you might be, see, just sort of a hope. And also with Leo, I might loose, thou mightest loose. You know, you're not sure, but you might loose, you might be. See, the word might.
So it's might or may.
Might or may. I think that gives you the picture there. Either. Any questions on 166?
Did you say we had to know that?
Yes, yeah, learn 164, 166, and the vocabulary. All right, now, the subjunctive in the clause of purpose. Used after henna, subjunctive and purpose. Examine the sentences. He comes that he may see him. Erketai, henna blepe auton. You see, he comes henna in order that he might see me. That just is a regular usage after henna, that you have the subjunctive mood, in order that he might see him.
Mm-hmm.
You notice may is the one that you translate from. Notice the next one. You say this in order that they might may not sin. See, tauta legomai. We say this or these things. I notice tauta is a neuter plural, but it can be translated this, just a singular. That's one of those quirks of tauta, these things, but many times just this. That hina may amartanosi, that we might not sin, we may not sin, that they rather may not sin. So, this is the, in regards to the may, goes with the subjunctive, the may, not the ooh, but the may. Any questions on that? After henna, you take the subjunctive. And that's quite often true in Spanish, also in French, the same. These languages that, and actually in English, if you have a doubt. All right, now listen, 169, no time or absolute time in the subjunctive mood in any tense. Present subjunctive is linear or durative action without reference to time. So, for instance, it's liu, 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 it's that I might loose myself from these handcuffs, see? So I might loose myself, or that I might loose the handcuffs from my hands, I guess would be better. It's the action. I continue to try to loose, I guess you might say. Not the time, but it's the action, the manner that I'm affirming it. I think I might try to get these things off, see, to loose these. But any questions at all? Same with the aorist. The time is only an indicative, the time as a factor. All right, take the exercises, and then we take all the 23 also, except the exercises. This time, the present subjunctive, middle, and passive. We'll take that. All right, let's see the verbs now. I salute is what?
Aspanzamai.
All right, I salute. I don't know any memory yet for that. I, the gospel. But don't forget your article, the gospel. Ta evangelion. Ta evangelion. That's simple for evangel. So we got that, haven't we? Evangel, evangelize. All right. I receive is what.
Dekamai.
I receive. Just as or even as.
Kathos.
Kathos. Similar, kata, with kathos, right down according as, just as, you see, but with an adverbial ending, and with a theta, the tau changing to theta. Nu is what? There's an adjective.
Kainos.
Kaine, kainon, the masculine feminine neuter. The witnessing, or the witness, or the testimony. Don't forget your article. Mm.
Marturia.
Marturia. The martyr is a witness. That's the memory in term.
What is it?
The martyr is a witness.
Martyr?
A martyr. See. He's the one that witnesses for the Lord. So don't you?
Is that the word in Revelation that's used for those who have been martyred?
Yes, that's one of the saints who was martyred for the testimony of the Lord, and martyria.
So then witness might testimony. Be just as good a yes. translation.
Yes, it is.
That's interesting. That,
yep.
that makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, that's
in that particular passage.
That would be in Revelation. What chapter? Do you remember the chapter of that?
No, I don't.
Beheaded for the cause of Christ. Was I think it's 14 or something like that. I saw the souls of those beheaded. Well, maybe actually in 20. I know Mr. Campin gets all bent out of shape when some people call him and tell him these are literal 1,000 years. And that's in 20, is it, or 21, 1,000 years. And, I think it may have witness right there. That you see here. 20. It's 21. Let's see here. Maybe it's 20. In 1,000 years there, yeah. Well, the souls of them are beheaded, but
doesn't seem
on account of their testimony of Jesus, it's martyria, but it's not the martyrs. No, I don't know where that is offhand.
It's earlier there's another reference to it earlier in Revelation.
Yeah. That's probably true.
I can't remember where it is, though. I think that's a little early. It might be 6. Mm-hmm.
4 or 6. Okay, 4 or 6.
There we go.
20 seats, they mean 24 elders.
24 elders before.
Fell down and worship them. Had crowns. Right hand, back side, strong angel. Then you see a book, chapter 5. Thou art worthy to open the seals, the throne. Blessing and honor. Seemed like it was 14, but one that had the killing. You find it there?
Well, 6-9 is, well, that's sort of where it was.
6-9? What does it say there?
I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. That's not exactly what I was.
See if it's in the concordance.
Yeah, I forgot this one has a concordance.
Well, I should use mine right here. I just saw it. Why don't you look that up for us? Under Marcadian, see. Seems like it's 14, but then.
Here it says 2:13 and 17:6. Revelation 2:13 and 17:6.
All right. 2:13.
That was no, that was one of the churches talking about. 17:6 is probably. Wrong. Yeah, that's the one. 17:6.
The witnesses of Jesus.
There's one in 11:7. They shall have finished their testimony. 12:11, and by the word of their testimony, the testimony of Jesus.
And that's Mark, that's the martyr?
Yeah, Mark, yeah, yeah.
Beheaded for the witness of Jesus in 24.
That's Mark.
Martyr? Yeah. The witness of Jesus is martyr. Yeah,
what is the one in 17?
17:6.
That word.
Well, martyr is there, right?
Well, that's announced. Mark, the blood of the martyrs.
Yeah, blood of the witnesses, yeah. Martyrs. That's right.
Is that what word?
Martyr. Yeah. So you make a martyreo, and you're looking under martyreo.
What do they use for martyr?
Well, they use the martyr sometimes witness, sometimes testimony. John was in the Isle of Patmos for the martyria and the testimony of Jesus, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, the witness concerning Jesus.
My thought of martyr has always been someone who shed his blood for.
Right.
That's the general idea of Fox's Book of Martyrs, but the reason they were shedding their blood is because they're witnesses to the Lord, see.
Right.
So that's the picture there. All right, so that's Ta, or Hey Martyria. And then top of page 76, post positive, therefore, then, now, is what? That's a rough, a smooth, yeah, smooth breathing. Smooth breathing.
The post positive means it comes after again.
Comes after the first the word. Okay. I therefore, prisoner of the Lord. See, you start with ego un. See, or desmion, a prisoner un. Therefore, see, always after. Remember first in the sentence. Thus, in thus, in this manner, or so.
Hutos.
It's similar, related to this one, hutos, you see. This is hutos. The omega sigma is the adverbial ending. So it's thus, this, in this manner, see. It tells you how something's done. Alright, then, 172, we take the present, middle, and passive subjunctive of Rio. And you got your chart, you find the middle, the passive, in the same forms. let's say those together. Or what would the present middle subjunctive be? This is Leo to loose.
Okay. I may loose myself.
Alright. What if it were passive? Passive. The same form, what if it was passive, what would that be?
May be loosed.
That may be loosed, all right, that may be loosed. All right, learn that 172, please. 173 is just background. Any questions there?
You put the that on there and translate?
You can. It's supposed to, it's just after henna, see? Yeah, that's the that. Then after henna, you have the subjunctive always, so. You use a that, then you know a subjunctive is in following. Any other question? I notice 174. The subjunctive first person plural. This is one of the uses of subjunctive. is used in exhortations, like the Hebrew. I believe we have this in Hebrew the same, isn't it? Let us do this. Let us rejoice the truth. Chairomen ente aletheia. Aletheia, rather. Chairomen. See, let us rejoice. The omega. And then let us not speak evil things. May legomen kaka. May legomen kaka. Let us not. See, it's the hortatory subjunctive. We would call it the hortatory. It exhorts, exhortatory, you see. Hortatory. Let us. Any other questions on that?
Is that like, what do we call it in Hebrew? Cohorted?
Cohorted, that's right. Cohorted is subjunctive. First person plural. That's right. Exactly similar case. All right, notice 175. Many verbs are followed by the dative or genitive case, some by the dative case, where in English we take objective case. And in each instance, the idea of the case is accented. For instance, he hears the voice, akuetes phones, that's the genitive or ablative, that tells the kind of the sound. It's a voice, but it doesn't distinguish what that sound is saying. It's in the book of Acts chapter 9. The accusative may be used after akuo, and the meaning of the sound is comprehended in Acts chapter 9. And there's supposed a contradiction in the Bible when Paul says, I heard a voice saying unto me, and then it says the other men around me heard a voice, but they didn't know what it said. How can one hear a voice and understand, the other hear a voice and can't? Well, one is in the genitive or ablative after akuo, the other is in the accusative, see. And Paul's was in the accusative. So he got the comprehension. The others just heard a sound, but didn't comprehend it.
So genitive just means that they're hearing a sound.
That's right.
And maybe the accusative even, means they're hearing a specific sound.
Maybe even they know the sound of a voice rather than an animal or a noise like a brick or a cow, but they do not know the words. They don't understand the words, what they're saying. So the intelligibility is limited. An important distinction for exegesis. All right, now here's some examples. We believe him, bestowing auto. We believe on him. See, that's generally the block of instrumental data. This case would be the, I guess, locative or dative after pistero. That's why I think that the King James renders believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because the locative instrumental dative is there after believe, see. And whosoever believeth in him, see. Now in English we just say believeth him. Okay, since the locative instrumental dative is a Greek idiom, it's translated that way. It gives you the picture you believe upon, you rest upon, you trust upon. Then he answers the child, apokrinitai, to techno, again the dative, he answers to the child, see. And I serve him, dulewo, auto, I serve to him, I serve for him. So that's the general picture, the dative of personal interest. All right, any questions on next week? All right, if not, then let's just recapitulate so we have it.
We don't have the exercise.
No exercise. We have paragraph 159 of vocabulary, 164, present objective active, 166, and the exercises, 171, which is the vocabulary, 172, and that's it. No exercises until next time.
No exercises?
No, not there.
One set of exercises.
Just one set of exercises. Any other questions on that? Now, are you clear on the final as to what we're going to do on that?
Take
all the vocabulary. If you want to go through the thing now, or you can wait till next class.
When we have a break, it might not be.
Oh, what is it? 10?
Yeah. Is it the 10?
Yeah, 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through if you want. You got your paragraphs. And
okay, so you're going.
Of course, all the vocabulary, so it just all the vocabulary. Be Greek to English. Addition would be paragraph 13, which is Lego, so on. going then, that's on page 25, 26, 27. Of course, take all the vocabulary without saying 28, take logos.
In other words, you go from 13 to 28.
The 13 to paragraph 25. Yeah, I'm saying page 28 now. You want the paragraphs instead of
Yeah, paragraphs. Yeah.
All right, paragraph 25.
25.
13. Yeah, so 13, 25. Of course, end of vocabulary, paragraph 32. Paragraph 39. 47. I missed 42. Include that, please. 42. 47. 42. Yeah, 42, 47. 53, 59, 67, 80, 90. That's it. I'm not saying I will ask you for all of these, but you should be prepared to give certain select ones of a certain kind of declensions and so on and so forth.
And then the third part will be translation. Will that be right from the exercises
open
or
book,
your own?
That'll be right from the exercise. Open book translation from Greek to English. I'll say open the book. Okay.
Greek to English,
right. Take number 3 or take number 5 or 1 or something like that. Any other questions on that for next? The final?
Now, usually what I do on these things is prepare sort of a list of my own on a piece of paper or something. Will I be able to use that piece of paper during the open book portion or not?
To see what you want to mean? In other words,
just to see the
paper. I don't know why not. It'd be all right. The rest of you want to do that, you can. There you go. Just so you don't use it on a closed book.
It saves flipping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Anything else? Okay. We've got one exercise or two tonight?
Two tonight.
Two? All right. Let's do two of those.
Two exercises.
All right, exchange your papers for what, please, on that.
So here's a good lesson on Christian liberty. You get it from last night, Pastor Tim.
That's a good one
on Christian liberty. No, he's done with James. That was Romans 14.
You did, Jimmy? Finish with James?
That was really good, too.
And James finished
on the next. Oh, he is. That's good. Pastor Tim. He got us all whispering.
That's his son?
Yeah, Pastor Jordan, his son.
Okay.
He's got to be one of the best preachers, I think.
Yeah, right. That's good.
Great expository preacher, goes verse by verse, as good as anybody's seen.
All right. That's good.
Really good.
All right, let's go over, let's read the Greek for me there. Page 69, 150, right? Mm-hmm. What do we have?
Page
169.
Page 69.
Lepete. Lepete. Laton. And that means what?
You are seeing
him.
That's right, you are seeing him. Now you see, that also can mean imperative. Ye see him, see. Or see him, imperative. It's interesting, the King James Version of 1611, the margin I'm noticing many times in the New Testament. Or, and then it gives an imperative. You know, either one. Some of these forms are exactly the same, in the indicative or the imperative. Either that you may do this or do it. Okay. So it's interesting. What's number two?
Autoi.
Autoi.
Emes.
Uk. Ekrinomatha. Ekrinomatha.
Allah.
Autoi.
Ekrinomen.
Ekrinomen. All right, that means what?
We ourselves.
Yeah, we ourselves.
We ourselves. We're not being judged.
We're not being judged.
But we are judging him.
But we are judging.
Well, we were judging him.
We were judging him, Andreas.
We
ourselves are not being judged.
We ourselves were not being judged.
We're not being judged. But we were judging him. Okay, any questions on
we're not judging ourselves, right?
Hmm? No, we ourselves. We couldn't be judging ourselves. I had to be accusative. I had to be accusative then.
Huh?
I had to be accusative.
No, but it could be middle
voice.
Oh,
I see
what
you mean. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It could be middle
voice. Yeah,
you're
right.
Yeah, it could be either way.
Yeah. I thought you were taking out toy as ourselves.
That's the way I did. I do it that way then?
Oh, that's how you feel. Yeah, I was
that, that's what it made more sense. It's like we weren't judging ourselves, but we were judging him.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got two ourselves, though, which seems a little bit different. See, we ourselves are not judging ourselves.
Right.
So it's possible. Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, number three, then. Read that, please.
Autos.
Autos. I taught you wrong in that Hebrew writing. All right, it's a good thing to be able to know the Hebrew, get mixed up in.
Mix up my alphabet all the time.
Yeah. All right, anything else on three? All right, number four, please.
A.
Menomen.
And
Auto.
Zoe.
Ionion.
Echomen.
If we are remaining or are abiding or are staying
in him.
Ever
life
everlasting.
We have
everlasting life.
That's right.
So what threw me off on that was, I guess Zoe looks feminine but is masculine.
That's right. sort of salvation by works, isn't it?
No, so A is
Masculine, right?
Ionian.
It's the masculine feminine joint. Remember, we had Ionian as a joint, masculine feminine, same form.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So you got, what you have is an adjective, which is
ambivalent. Ambivalent.
Right, which is either way.
Right. That's how do you like the theology of that verse? In that sense, salvation by works, isn't it?
If we remain unbelieving,
yeah, it does.
On the other hand,
subjunctive, which
that's indicative, yeah, the conditional. It's not subjunctive; it's indicative.
Oh,
yeah.
What would it be if we?
What kind of conditional is it?
Epsilon, alpha, noon. If that's
what's the significance of the if, though?
Well, this is the first question. It's if, and we're supposing, for the sake of argument, this is true. If we are abiding in Him, and we are abiding in Him, then we have eternal life. Now, this could be the evidence of eternal life. It wouldn't have to be necessarily. It's works salvation. It's true. By their fruits ye shall know them. If that's the way you understand this. It's not that you have eternal life by abiding in Him, but if you do abide in Him, you can take a look and say, boy, I would think that guy has got eternal life. See, and that's sort of a fruit inspection. But I don't know that this theology is sanitary, what we call sanitary. There's some questions in this particular sentence. That's why I wanted to bring it up. If you understand it correctly, you can understand it biblically.
That is the way it is in the
I don't know if there's any verse like this. That's the thing. See, they don't tell you where these are taken from. And I'm not aware that this is a verse of Scripture. I know if we abide, you abide in me and I abide in you, so ask what you will. See, this is John 15. But I don't know about this abiding. I think this is some Southern Baptist from Louisville or something got this. All right, number four. So that was four. Number five.
Kai,
Lege,
Law.
I'll let you.
Jesus.
Sabzusi.
Auton.
All right. What is that?
And Jesus was said.
That was
Jesus
said.
Jesus says.
Mm-hmm.
Says, right.
That's right. Jesus says or is saying.
That the servants,
the servants of him, his servants.
Glorify him.
Jesus says that his servants glorify him.
Okay.
Is there any significance to the word order? The word order is still confusing me somewhat. They seem to shift things around all over.
Like the servants of him?
Well, the servants of him, I don't mind that too much. I guess I'm used to that from Latin.
Calege? Well, you see, the verb generally comes before, like in Hebrew, see?
It does usually.
Well, let's see. Enache, ein, halogos, beginning, was. Not always, no. But the word or his emphasis. Lege, Jesus. I guess so. The emphasis, I mean, this is a Bible verse. I'm not sure that it is, but if it were a Bible verse, you'd interpret that. That's right. Now, that hoti is almost the same as a quotation mark. One of the uses of hoti, not only is that, but it's a quote, hoti. It says that. Well, we still translated that, but it's just the same as a quotation mark, direct quote. All right, any other questions on five? All right, let's try number one in the English to Greek. I glorify him. Glorify is doxazo, so I glorify him is what?
Doxazo. Auton.
How are you pronouncing that?
Oh, am I saying that right?
Daksanzo.
Daksanzo is right. No, the next one.
Auton.
Get that a little bit cleaner.
Auton.
Auton. Auton. Okay. Otherwise, you get that confused with the plural, so you genitive plural. Auton. Auton. Any questions? Daksanzo. Auton. Auton. Good. All right. Any questions on that? Number two. Darkness is not in him. That's in First John, isn't it? Darkness is his kotia. Say his kotia.
ST.
ST. I say ukesti is not ukesti.
Ukesti.
In him.
And auto.
Auto, right. His kotia, ukesti, and auto is not in him. Any questions on that? Manny, you got a very bad cold.
No, I'm good.
Allergies. Oh, it's allergy. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's
bad. Yeah. Well, all of us are in bad shape except Steve. He's still good.
I've never had any sinus problems all my life, and this year I itchy nose a lot,
really?
And a little bit of stuffiness, but that's just, I'll never complain after looking at these guys.
Right. All right. He himself is the one
using us now.
Using the weak, the confused,
the
fool, the strong, and the mighty.
No, you were right the first time. The fool is.
All right. He himself is the life. What would that be? He himself.
Okay. The out toss.
Ha'autos, he himself.
And himself would be...
That would be Ha'autos, he himself. That is he himself, Ha'autos.
Yes.
Ha'autos is...
Est
is the life. Nominative case. Nominative. After Lincoln verbs.
So life would be...
Zoe.
That would be Hazoe. Hazoe. All right. Ha'autos, Estin, Resti, Hazoe. Or number four.
Is there an article there?
You don't have to add
it.
You
have to add Ha'autos if you want.
You don't have to add an article.
No, I guess not.
Could it go?
No, it's not accusing.
Steve, did I
use
Ha'autos? You used Ha'autos, but then you said Auton for trying to make sense of himself. Is that good? Ha'autos, Auton.
Auton. Well, I guess that's all right, not knowing any differently.
But it's not supposed to be that.
I think you can kind of swallow them up and make one of the same. But really, technically, Autos is he, and then himself is, you know, Auton.
It could be, because it says he could be he,
but you see,
or self.
But you'd almost have to say Autos, Autos, because it's in
the same case. Yeah.
See, because they're in apposition, one to the other. Manny, we finally got that book. We've had that. Didn't I give you that last week? I'm surprised.
No, I had the book.
I'm sorry we didn't give that to you last week. Or just maybe it came after the Hebrew Greek class. I'm not sure. Seems like it's been around here for days.
I need it. I've been struggling with my causal.
Yeah, in relationships.
Yeah,
that's good.
I get red marks every time I turn my paper in.
Is that right?
Well, I'm getting a little bit.
Where is that?
In sermon prep, you've got to be able to take the sentence and put it in what is a main sentence, and then you have the adverbial clause and adjectival clause.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you get that book? Is it helping you?
The course is over, but it gets worse. when you get the
because I'm taking that this semester,
and
I'm weak on that. I wonder if I should get that book.
Well, I haven't used it yet.
Well, see if it's adequate and it's probably.
Yeah, take a look at it. Let me know next time we're here.
I just got my paper back, but this one didn't look like I did do that. Oh, no, I did do that on this one. You need to know a little Greek to know how to, because you got to put them in there, you got to show where they modify.
Yeah.
But it does a good job when you're not able to do that. You can really see the true action and the supportive action. And, we can preach from the main.
That's good.
Teaching us to preach from the main divisions, even though you can't use a subordinate to preach from, but they, you know, you should prefer. If you
so does
right
he
on.
Get into diagramming, or you have to?
Yeah, you have to get a diagram like that.
I'll take a look at that.
Good.
Okay. Leave it out.
Number four, on the same day, on the same day he was teaching them, what would that be?
Mm-hmm.
And the day of the same one. Hey, Mata is the day. And Te Mata?
It'd be Aute.
Aute. Mm-hmm. He was teaching. Did Askos teach in imperfect? It'd be
Edidaske.
Edidaske.
Edidaske. Yeah.
Then that would be
Autus.
Teaching them, right? Autus. And they met Aute. Edidaskete. Edidaske, rather. Autus. Any question four? All right, five. If we receive him, he saves us.
A, lam bottom.
A, epsilon. Lam bottom. If we receive lam bottom, if we receive out ton, right? He saves us.
Sozo.
Sozo.
Boy.
Us is hey, what? Hey, mean. Hey, mean. No, no, no.
Hey, mas.
If you receive him, a lambana, monument upon,
so they,
hey, mas. You alright? That will come up if you hold everything all together. Should be alright. I think my daughter-in-law made that put that somewhere. I don't know where I go. I'll put it up there. She's quite an artistic flower arranger. I have to tell my wife this shouldn't be on the Greek table because we found a table down there. She shouldn't put things like that because you come on. All right. Did we finish that one?
Yep.
We know the truth and proclaim it. Number six. What would that be?
Genoskomen,
the truth. Aletheia is the truth. Hey, Aletheia.
Cain.
Cain Aletheion.
Alright.
Proclaim is Keruso. So we, Kerusomen,
it. Which would be.
Feminine.
The truth is
feminine, so you have to say
Altain.
Altain is right, Altain. Alright, Genoskomen.
What's the Alethei?
Tain Alethean.
An?
Yeah, Omicron. Oh no, Alethean. No, Alpha Yoda. Alpha Yoda subscript. Alpha Yoda subscript. No, either. Alethean. No, subscript.
Alpha
Nu. Alpha Nu, yeah. And then Kai Sodzaman. Kerusaman. Which one are we on? Six. Kerusaman Altain. Altain. All right, how about seven? He has other servants in the world.
Eche.
Eche. Well, if you want to put servants first.
Oh, that's right.
Duloi.
Duloi.
No,
Dulus, yes, servants. Either Alus or Heatherus, depending on what kind of other you have. Alus or Heatherus. Ento Cosmo. Cosmo, not Cosmo, but Cosmo. Cosmo. Okay, got that one? Cosmo. Cosmos. Ha, Cosmo. Cosmo, okay. Eche. Dulus, Heterus, or Dulus, and to Cosmo. Any question on that?
Now, do you put, is worth the adjective in this particular case, the order doesn't make a difference, does it?
The other you mean?
Alus before Dulus, right?
I guess so.
I think so.
Just so you have the attributive order and you have the article preceding it. It would be tus, lus, dulus, right? Or it would be tus, dulus, tus, alus. You have to have the article if it's attributive adjective, right? When you put it before after. Because it describes, it modifies.
So you have to have an article?
Yeah. See, otherwise it would be a predicative adjective without the article.
That'd be tus?
Tus.
Yeah, tus.
You have to have a tus there.
Yeah.
Unless you put tus, alus, dulus, you just have to have one thing. Usually you have those articles there. If you don't have it, we're not going to worry too much about it.
No problem.
No, I don't think you don't know that much about things really yet.
Yeah,
number seven. He has other servants in the world.
He
see. You're right. Yeah. Number eight, he was in the house.
What is that again?
Linking. Linking where a verb to be.
So what is that?
It's a predicate answer, so it would be Aeson Pistoi. And either put anthropoi after that or just Pistoi would be enough either way. They are faithful ones, they are faithful men. Any questions on any of those? All right. Let's go to the exercise, paragraph 158. What do we have in the Greek on that one? Number one, page 72. So what is that? That one. But that one. That one.
Servant.
On the other hand.
There. Oh, what else? Okay. Okay. In the next place, that servant.
Yeah.
Is.
Going away.
It's
going away, huh? You can say either but that servant is going out, or on the other hand, that servant, you know, either one. That's all.
That servant goes away.
Goes away. Mm-hmm. It's going away. Number two.
That's hard to say.
Ace ergeta.
You just kind of go over the A, the hard A?
Yes, ergeta. Ace ergeta. Ergeta. Is a word.
Ace ton.
Oikon.
Ekinon.
All right, what do we have there?
This child
was
entered into the house. So this child entered into that house?
This child was entering or entered into that house. Mm-hmm.
That's present tense as opposed to past tense?
No,
that's past. He's erkta. The middle.
Was.
Oh, that's right. It's got to be.
There's the ending.
But these defective verbs, that's my question. They can only be, and how do we know which case, which moods they could be in?
Well, we can
this way is not too bad. The other way
is difficult.
We have competition.
We must be patient.
The other way is not a problem.
See, you may always translate it as a present tense.
Mm-hmm. It can always be translated as present tense.
Even though it looks like it's a middle, looks like it's a passive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it is a deponent of effective verb, being always
and passive. The conjugation will be in that, in Even the conjugation we can translate into
correction, correction, not present tense. We're talking about mood. Indicative mood is what I should have said.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than subjunctive or middle. Are we talking about mood? The tense now is clearly indicated. Here you've got erheta. So you have the augment. The erchema. We had augment, haven't we? Epsilon goes up to erheta. Therefore, it's definitely imperfect. See? So, was entering in. See? But rather than entering in, instead of entering by himself, or was being entered in, see what I mean? The passive or middle. Form looks like it's a middle passive, but mm-hmm. indicative is all right, see?
Always.
Excuse me. Active voice.
Okay.
I remember passive. We get it after all these things. I don't know why. I guess it must be my voice stops me from speaking correctly. Active, middle, and passive. See, the active voice. I'm always trying to say I get active voice, right? All right. Any other questions on that? I guess we'll go on to the next one. Did we translate that one?
Number three, then, please. Dikaios.
So here's your clinic.
That righteous one is righteous.
Or that righteous one exists or is.
Now they put that removable.
No, not removable, but just a movable.
Right. I'll just say we remove it.
That thing drove me crazy. I must have looked about half hour.
I thought that's only when it follows a vowel.
Sometimes at the end of a sentence, too. Sometimes because the editor wants to put it in. Alright, that
makes
that servant is righteous, okay? Anything else on that? Number four.
Hote.
Alright.
Okay.
Hote from tuta. From
tuta.
This
was
not
was
is
the first command.
The first command. That's right. This is the first command. Or the first commandment is this, right? Number five.
And
Kenais.
Tais.
Inerais.
Kakoi. Profetai.
There's another one.
Dierchanta.
What does that say?
In
first day?
No.
In those days.
Oh, that's right. In those days. Evil prophets.
Dierchanta.
We're going through the villages.
Plural, okay? Question on that. In those days, the evil prophets were going through the villages. Number six.
Kurios.
Elegant. Tuto.
Tus.
Logus.
Zoes.
Ionium. Right? What's that say?
The Lord is the same.
Now, is that another movable?
Yeah.
Elegant.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know why I just didn't fill them in. Did I like Blansky? I just wrote the word.
Well, you wrote elegant. Yeah.
Well, that's right.
I don't think they ever said you could put a movable noon on a verb, and that's what really threw me for a while.
Yeah, they've got them on the verbs, too. They sure do. Elegant.
Was saying.
This is a hard phrase.
You're saying this, then you're saying to this one.
Saying to this.
Or by this one.
Yeah, that was
the word.
The words, plural.
Of everlasting life,
see. And it could be tuto, which would be to this crowd, to this people, to this, and they'd be masculine, see.
Did I get that right, Steve? aside from that, it says...
Or to this one, see.
The way I said it, the Lord said, in this are the words of everlasting life.
Understood are.
It's all right. Understood are. It's all right.
It's all right.
I couldn't figure out how.
No, if you can't do it that way, because
you could say by this.
In this,
you could say
words. You got accusative. You'd have to have nominatives. Are the words.
Same old mistake I always make.
Linking verbs.
In this, are the words, and that would mean it would have to be nominative. Is what he's saying.
Oh,
so
you have to speak the words.
So
he's saying the words.
Yeah, I have to speak the words.
Say again how it would be translated then. The Lord said.
The Lord said,
to speaking,
by,
or to
he's
this?
Saying, by this, the words of everlasting life.
Or the Lord was speaking to this one, the words of everlasting life.
Right.
He's speaking to this one, to this man.
By this.
Or in this, it could be in this city or in this place or in this house, you know. Understood. Oikos. Alright, any questions on that six? Alright, let's go to English to Greek. This world and that gift. Houtos.
Houtos. Cosmos.
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 Alright.
Cosmos.
Can you go for cosmos?
Yeah. I'm consistent.
Ha cosmos,
that's all right. I rob him every time.
Ha cosmos.
I think so. All right, bad gift.
Ikeno.
Ikeno.
Doron.
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 Doron. Hodoron. Todoron. Top being neuters.
Todoron.
All right, any questions on one? All right, two, this disciple knows the law and the prophets.
Okay.
Altos.
Yes.
Not the same sample. Not he.
What did I say?
Altos.
Altos.
Altos. Altos. No, Altos is Altos. You're saying it wrong.
Oh, Utos.
Hutos.
Hutos.
See, it's masculine. You need Hutos.
Yeah.
You don't want to get confused with Altos.
Oh, yeah.
Altos.
Hutos. Right.
So you got a cross between Autos and
right.
Houtos.
It's Houtos.
Houtos. All right, go ahead. Houtos. Ha.
Mathetes.
All right. Nose.
Ginoske.
Nomon.
Ton nomon.
Nomon.
Tos.
Tois. No, wait a minute. No, tous.
It should be
tous prophetas.
Oh, yeah.
You got to cross those up, masculine and feminine.
MSF.
All right, anything else on that? Two. All right, this is the work of God, is what.
Okay, this is. So work is ergon, so it's.
Too tall.
It's not Huta.
Tuta. Yeah.
That is
Tuta.
S-T. Ta-ergon.
Ta-ergon.
Yeah.
Theo.
Tu-theu.
Tu-theu.
Tu-theu. Tu-theu. Tu-theu.
I thought I did it again.
Is that? Nope, you're inconsistent.
Is that accusative? Or is that...
The word?
Oh, I think you've got it.
Hold on, yeah.
When is
it? It's a nominative.
Because of the
Dora.
It is
not it, yeah, because it's after the verb to be.
Yeah, but how about the article?
What?
Yeah, after the verb to be. This is Estin.
So it would be
it picks up on
nominative. Nominative, yeah. Yeah, nominative. Mm-hmm.
Steve, just write nominative next to work there.
Todoron would be in there. Nominative.
Right, but I couldn't go wrong with that.
Todoron.
Same form, but it. Toff.
Ergon,
right, ergon, yeah. Same form, but it would be the nominative here after the verb to be Estin. Any questions on that one? All right, those children were going to him. Number four.
Cana.
That's the plural.
Yeah, that is.
Canoi.
No, children.
I know. Oh. Canoi. Those. Plural.
That's right. It cano.
No, you're right. Yeah, cana. You're right. Cana. Right. Plural. And then neuter. Neuter plural. Tecna. Cana. Tecna. His children.
We're going.
We're going. To go is erchomai. So
it would be A. A.
A.
Air.
Home. No, they were going.
Air.
Air. Monta.
Air.
Erchon. We're going. Excuse me. You have to have the other form. Yeah. Erchonta. Right.
The breathing mark is rough. It's rough.
We're going. Erchonta.
No, it's not.
And he's got cross air
to
him. That's the wrong word.
Cross air. Conta.
Well, conta.
No, going to.
That's all right.
Going to.
Cross air. Air conta. Yeah, cross air. And the air. Cross air conta.
He's got air con.
Air conta.
Cross air con.
No, that's just the perfect in the active, see. You got to use the form of the.
Yeah, but that word means going to.
I know. But you see, you have to use the form of the imperfect.
They were going.
You have to use this middle form. You're using the imperfect form of the active voice. So this is the important form. The form looks like a middle. So erchonta as the form. Erchon would be just the regular active imperfect. Erchon, see? That's an active voice. But you get the next would be the middle. Erchonta. You have to use this form here. Add a new onta. Any other questions on that one?
Is it the two hymns, is that auto?
Auto, right. To him. Or toe out to if you wish, both of them. Any other questions on that?
Would you use pros?
Pros auto, that's okay. Or pros auton would be.
Pros auton.
Auton, yeah, auton. All right, let's go to the next one. This commandment I write to the brethren.
Okay.
Entole, hey, entole is the commandment, is it not?
Hey, entole.
Hey and tole, this commandment. Then the this one. Hey and tole.
Isn't that an accusative? I write this commandment.
This commandment.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
So this
commandment.
Hey and tole.
That's right.
Hey and tole.
Altain. Tain.
Grafle. Tain and tole. Altain, grapho, to the brethren.
To the brethren. That would be tois.
Tois.
Adelphois.
Tois adelphois. That's good. You got it.
So this commandment then should be an accusative.
Accusative. It's a direct object of grapho.
I got that wrong.
Direct object of the accusative.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on five? Tain et olain, altain, grapho, tois, other voice. All right, six. On that day, he was preaching in the temple. On that day.
In.
Te emera. Oh, I see. And te emera e. Akenos.
Akene.
In akene. Himera. Himera.
Himera.
Caruso is to preach, so if you want the imperfect.
Eke.
Eke.
Rusa.
Caruso talk going to be. No, excuse me, I got the wrong. Caruso. Caruso. Yeah, I got the middle. Caruso.
And
Hieros. Any questions on that one? All right.
First part of that again.
On that day, N J Emera. Okay. Yes, Akine.
Okay.
Who's speaking? Akirusa.
I hope we have a lot of.
The total is 164. 164.
164.
How much? 164. 162 here. 160 what?
4. 162. That'll be
99.99%. Which one is that? Who's that?
That's
Manny. Manny, 154. What do you got? 154?
Yeah.
154.
143.
93.94%. Who's that one?
142.
Steve. Steve, I'd see you. Let's see. What was yours again? 142?
Yeah.
Divided by. That's 85.5. 86.5 would be 87%. That's what, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did this one right, and then you went up to the rear down, and that was accusative.
If I use cross, it goes accusative.
Yeah. So you did it right here.
Yeah. I think I did that on purpose. I didn't know cross took the accusative.
Well, it takes accusative attitude.
Oh, you're a good man.
That's why you probably should have left it out. You can't figure out which case in you can take.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we turn those back to the teacher here, and I'll take care of them and get them back next week. If my voice were all right, and so on and so forth, we would probably continue in our Greek Gospel of John, but perhaps Manny's suggestion of getting dismissed early to study on exams might be the best thing, voice and everything in this situation. I'm sorry about that. I would have been loved to have this extra time on the Gospel of John, but only so much you can say with a voice that's not able to say it.
We can only make it worse.
That's right. We want to get things closed in word of prayers and all the needs.
Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to say this language. We thank you for all your blessings. We just pray that you'd be with us in this upcoming weeks. We pray you'll cause us to be diligent students. We pray for Dr. Wake, that you might deal with him according to your will, that you would cause him to recover from this illness. We pray for Manny, that you might help him tonight also. Father, we do pray you'd be with us and just bring us back here safely in 2 weeks. Cause us to remember this holiday, the purpose of this holiday, the birth of the Savior to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, have a very pleasant holiday, fellas.
Yeah, okay, you too, Dr. Wade.
Keep up the good work.